بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, you are talking about the issue of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of expressing this thanks also to the people. Now, you know the ayat of Surat Ibrahim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَإِسْتَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّا عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and remember that time when your Rabb proclaimed that the one who is thankful to me, I will increase the blessing. And the one who is not thankful, who is ungrateful, let him beware that my punishment is severe. Many times when we talk about thanking, and when I talk to people and I sort of advise about being thankful and expressing thanks, many people, they say, well, you know, the other person knows already. What is there for me to say? Especially for at home, for example, if I tell you, did you thank your wife for cooking a good meal? Or did you thank your wife because your house is clean and neat, and did you thank your mother? Then you might say, well, you know, it's okay, but you know, why should I every day have to say thank you, thank you, thank you for what? I mean, she knows. My question is, Allah doesn't know? Allah does not know? Eh? Then why is Allah saying? Why is Allah saying, La in shakartum lazidannakum, wa la in kafartum inna azabi lashadid? Not only is Allah saying thank, Allah is saying, if you don't thank, I will punish you. It is not about whether the other person knows or does not know. It is about ourselves. Do I express thankfulness or not? Even if the other person knows, no problem. Do I express the thankfulness? It is about me. It's not about the other person. Right? This is a very important thing to remember and think, that there is a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates rules. And this is one of the major rules of Islam, which is thankfulness. Gratitude begins with that. My sister works in New York in the NYU Langdo Hospital, and she is in the intensive patient care unit. So she was telling me in the first wave of COVID last year, New York was completely overwhelmed. There were thousands of cases, and my sister was in the middle of that in the COVID ward, in the intensive care, and she was doing all nights. So entire night she would be there. So one thing she told me was, she said that we get literally hundreds of calls every day. People are calling about their relatives or whoever is there in the COVID ward, because they can't come, they are not allowed to visit. So they are phoning to find out how is the person doing. She said hundreds of calls. Sometimes they want to talk to a doctor. She says the call comes at 6 a.m. The doctor is not available to talk to them till 6 p.m., till 12 hours later. Because the doctors are so overworked. But she says, the amazing thing is, not one single call in those hundreds of calls, and my sister is the one who takes those calls. She says that not one single call begins with asking about the patient. Every call begins with, thank you very much, we know what you are doing, you are the soldiers, you are the frontline people, we are very grateful to you, thank you for all that you are doing, then can you please tell me about my son, can you please tell me about my father. She says it's an amazing thing, she says it blows my mind, that here are these people, their loved ones are suffering in that place, they are worried, concerned, they are alive or dead or what happened to them. But every single call begins with thanks. Eh? Ajib. This is one of the things which strikes me, and I'm sure it strikes all of you, when you come to these countries, Western, so-called Western countries, the amount of thanks you encounter. Everybody says thank you. Yes? Anyone. In the street, in the shops, in the malls, in the... Everywhere people are saying thank you. Please, thank you, sorry. Three things. You're pushing your cart in the aisle, in Walmart or Costco or anywhere. Somebody else is coming from there.
you move aside, that person says, I'm sorry, and goes. Or they say, thank you, and go. Second thing my sister told me, I asked her, I said, you are doing night duty. Do you take your dinner or something? You pack some sandwich? She says, we don't have to take anything because people order things for us in the hospital. So she says, we have pizzas delivered and cakes and cheesecakes and ice creams and all kinds of food delivered in the pantry. She says, the whole fridge is full of food. Just go eat. Gratitude produces a lot of blessing. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so specific about it, where he said that if you have not thanked the people, you have not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lam yashkurillah, mal lam yashkurinnas. He says he has not thanked Allah, the one who has not thanked the people. Right? Very important to understand this. Then, one big mistake that many of us, mistaken idea, mistaken belief, mistaken understanding from the seerah, where we say, no, you should not praise somebody to his face. Now, this is a very big mistake. And I'll tell you why, and I'll give you the dalil for this. First and foremost, what is prohibited is not praise. What is prohibited is flattery. There is a big difference between praise and flattery. Flattery is lies. Right? Flattery is lies. So if I say to, my brother here, Abu Omar, I say, Ya Abu Omar, Anta Bahrul Ulum, MashaAllah, Anta, oh MashaAllah, you know. You're such a great alim, you are like the sea of ilm. There's never been an alim like you. This is the first time Allah created an alim like La hawla quwwata illa billah. This is false, this is lies. Now this is what is prohibited. But if I say, for example, my brother here, Abdul Hamid, and I say to him, Ya Shaykh, Jazakum Allahu Khair, may Allah bless you. The other day you told me something very useful for me. Alhamdulillah. This is not prohibited. This is recommended. This should be done. And if I don't do it, then I am violating his right. It is his right that he should be thanked. Now, what is the dalil? I'll give you not one, I'll give you any number of dalil. Who gave Khalid bin Walid the title of Saifullah? Who? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? Who gave Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib the title of Asadullah wa Asadur Rasul? Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes? Who said about Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu that a mu'min will love you, only a mu'min will love you, and only a munafiq will hate you? Yes? Who said about Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept Risalat and Nubuwat open, then Umar would be the Nabi after me? Who said this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who said about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, I have fulfilled everybody's rights, I have returned everybody's favor except for Abu Bakr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return the favor for Abu Bakr on my behalf? Who said this? If you read the surah, I will also ask you, where did he say it? I will tell you time and place. This statement was made in Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif after Salatul Maghrib on the Thursday before the Monday when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Full masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, making this statement in front of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, to his face in front of the whole masjid. So who said that praise is not permissible? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa praised people directly to their face in public. He didn't say these things quietly in the corner somewhere. He criticized people quietly. That also is very, very rare. I was trying to see in the seerah, where can I find instances where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa criticized somebody? Almost nothing. Except one incident which I found, which was Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu, when he made a statement which was a racial statement against Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, have you gone back to the days of Jahiliyyah? That also, it's like an indirect thing. He didn't say, you are a Jahil. Are you mad? Are you crazy? No. He said, have you gone back to the days of Jahiliyyah? And that's the whole incident. I don't want to you know, prolong this. But other than that, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, the famous statement, he said, I served Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years in Medina. From the time he was 10 years old to the time he was 20 years old, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. He said, I was a kid, I did many things. He told me to do some things, I would sometimes disobey him, I would do it, I would forget all. He said, not once did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not once did he not only not criticize me, he said he did not even show in his face, in his blessed face, there was not even a wrinkle on his forehead, no sign of irritation, no sign of criticism. But praise, plenty. And I can give you a whole long list of, because alhamdulillah, I have studied the seerah. I can give you a long list of the number of sahaba ridwanullah alayhim ajmain who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised, and he praised them directly. Now why? Because praising is to thank. Again, as I told you, no false praise. What has happened specific to that? Alhamdulillah. Supposing I say to you, my brother, every time I come, mashallah, masjid, you are the first person, alhamdulillah. This is not true. This is not flattery. This is not lies. This is the truth. Alhamdulillah. Somebody takes the trouble to come first time in the masjid. Now, because it encourages, because it builds muhabbat, because it makes the other person feel even more enthusiastic. Okay, I'm doing something. Somebody is noticing. Mashallah, is very good. I should continue to do that. Right? So please understand this. Expressing of appreciation for good which you received, which is thanks, this is extremely important. And it's even more important for the people from whom we get it every single day, day in and day out. There are people cooking your food for you, there are people, you know, maintaining your house for you, there are people helping you in the workplace, there are people helping you in your other spaces and so on and so forth. On a daily basis, we tend to take that for granted, as if it's a normal thing. Yeah, okay, good. My mom made some good food. Yeah, my mom is a good cook. Khalas. I was interviewing a guy. I asked him, what does your mother do? He said, nothing. Yeah? I asked him, what does your mother do? He said, nothing. I said, then how are you alive? Very simple question. If your mother did nothing, how are you alive? You would have died as an infant. If your mother did nothing. Nothing. Your mother did everything for you, and for you it's nothing, because she did not go to a workplace and she was not getting a salary from somebody. Yeah? So do you go and thank your mother? Very important. So let us be very clear. I told you yesterday also, I'm telling you today, go and thank the people. Thank people who do things for you, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He put such people in your life. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.